we're just days into winter. It does feel like everyone is falling sick. You're probably noticing that in your workplace or your household. Dr. Norman Swan is from the Health Report here on RN. Good morning to you, Norman.
Hi, Hamish.
3.5 years since the pandemic began, COVID cases climbing once again, up more than 25% from last month, nearly 40,000 last week. Is this just winter?
No, this virus is not yet seasonal. So we're seeing season in, season out, and it's happening overseas. They say there are tens of millions of cases in China at the moment, even though they wouldn't know it. So it's not yet a seasonal virus. It just keeps on coming. Every few weeks, there's another surge. We've got another surge on at the moment. It's very inaccurate to know. We don't really know how many cases there are because we're not measuring it very closely, but you can measure it via hospitalization. So hospitalizations are on the way up. The rolling average is about 2,600, 7-day average nationally. But if you take, say, New South Wales, that's 1,400 people in hospital. That's, I've said this before on the show, it's 1.3 teaching hospitals filled with COVID patients. I mean, spread through the state, but people who need cancer care, heart care. In Victoria, it's nearly 450.
We do have the vaccine, though. Boosters, are people getting boosters?
No. We are grossly under-immunised in Australia. We are still short even on the third booster. People think they've got enough with natural infection. They do get a bit of a kick along with natural infection, but the best protection against hospitalisation is, in fact, getting immunised. And if it's been 6 months since your last jab or COVID, then get the jab. And by the way, you should be getting the jab against flu as well.
Yeah, and can you get... I learned this only last week because I rang the pharmacy to see whether I could get a booster shot because Dad had just had it in the nursing home and just wanting to make sure, you know, I'm doing the right thing when visiting him.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, do you want both?
Yep, and you can have both at the same time.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's perfectly fine.
And by next year, it might well be in one needle.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. So it's significantly reduced. Now, just remember that if you get into hospital with COVID, the mortality rate is 6%. And if you catch COVID in hospital, it's probably double that. So, and there's increasing concern that we're getting spread of COVID within hospitals again. And because of the frail population in hospitals, it's double the mortality rate.
Okay. New research.
Right. By the way, flu, 57,000 notifications officially this year so far.
What do you mean?
So influenza is rising. It's not a huge influenza year so far, but it is significant. And in the last couple of weeks, I think the last reporting period, 17,000 cases reported.
Is it fair to observe, given everything you're describing, that for everything that we've been through, we are now living with COVID as a population without all of the sort of hysteria?
We are living with it without the hysteria. There's only so far hysteria will get you and didn't get us very far. You've got to be cool and calm about this. Immunisation is the best protection, along with N95 masks to protect yourself and indoor ventilation, which most states are resisting really doing very much about it, apart from Victoria. So we need to be doing things like that. At the moment, we're lucky that we're still within the Omicron family, but the worry is that there will be a variant jump. So the really pernicious thing about COVID at the moment is that it just keeps on coming.
Totally separately, some new evidence that the shingles vaccination might help prevent dementia.
This is unpublished research, so I have to say that. So it's not been properly peer reviewed, but it's really cool research where they took the population of Wales and in 2013, they introduced the shingles vaccine to people who were born after a certain date. I think it was a date in September 1933. If you were born before that date, you didn't get the shingles vaccine. If you're born after that date, you did. And the people who did had significantly lower rates of dementia when followed over 7 years. The theory is, and it's been around for a while, is that the herpes virus, which is, you know, shingles is a herpes virus, lives inside cells, may damage the cells inside the brain, producing the sort of amyloid gunky reaction that you get with Alzheimer's disease. So a lot more research needs to be done, but this is almost like a randomized trial where you've got two groups that are identical in all respects except for their date of birth. And one group, 50% of them got the, you know, went forward and got the shingles vaccine and the others didn't.
And so you said not peer-reviewed yet.
No.
It's in the,
it's in the pipeline, yeah. And if it completely contradicts, I'll come back on and say. But look, People over 70 can get a free vaccine, and there's no age restriction getting a shingles vaccine. And there are two vaccines available. The one in this one was the less effective one. There is a more effective one available, but you've got to pay for it, and it's expensive.
I'm sure if you get it wrong, someone will hold you to account. Norman Swan.
Yeah, and I think I know which part of the media will do that.
Dr. Norman Swan, lovely to see you.
And you, Hamish.
This is RN Breakfast.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.